Day 3. Tensions still high on Mauna Kea as opponents of the 30-meter telescope try and stand their ground. Officials are tapping Honolulu police officers to help Hawaii County law enforcement keep peace on the mountain where arrests are underway. Protesters sang songs before they were hauled off. Take a listen. Again, that was the scene just before the protesters were arrested. We check in with HPR's Ryan Finnerty, who is on the ground there with the latest. Morning, Ryan.
Morning, Catherine.
So what's happening now?
Well, Catherine, it appears that the first wave of arrests has been completed. The way it played out this morning was we all arrived here before sunrise, as we have been, and one of the leaders of the demonstration went up to talk with law enforcement. They've been doing that every day around 7 a.m. just to kind of lay down the ground rules for the day, make sure that everyone keeps it peaceful and organized. And it was pretty clear when he came back that something was going to happen. Everybody, there was an energy sort of around the camp. And they convened a meeting of the movement's kapuna, those are the people, there's around 20 of them who have sort of been the final say on all the big decisions. There are a couple younger folks who have been a lot being the spokespeople and interacting with law enforcement and the press. But this group of older members of the movement are the ones who are really the decision makers. And after a pretty lengthy sit down, it came to light that they were going to surrender themselves for arrest. And that started around 8 o'clock, maybe. A lot of law enforcement officers, probably 40 or more law enforcement officers from state sheriff, DLNR, state attorney general's office, came down and helped bring them at the kapuna that is out of their tents where they had been kind of maintaining the roadblock one by one. They went through great pains to make sure everybody was moved carefully in whatever method was preferred by them. But they were arrested. Each person had the option to bring a caregiver with them. Not entirely clear to me whether those people were also subject to arrest. I kind of heard it both ways, so not sure about that. There were about three vans, 12-passenger vans loaded with people. Each one had about 7 to 9 people in it. And again, that was voluntary in the sense that the police didn't go in and haul people out. Most of the kapuna stood up, and a few were carried or needed help, but they kind of moved of their own volition. There was only one man, and he was the first one to be arrested, actually, who decided that he wasn't going to go under his own power. That was Billy Freitas, who's a well-known member of this movement. And we have a clip of him. He exited the tent on his own, and as he was walking down the access road towards the van, I don't know if he had a change of heart or if he had planned it this way, but he decided to lay down face down on the road, and he decided he wasn't going to move, and told law enforcement officers that they would have to move him themselves. And here's a clip of that.
Are you sick, you, Baba? I cannot give him. No, I like you guys, man, carry me. Whatever way you gotta make easy for you, make easy for you. You gotta roll me over, whatever.
Laupio, Kupa!
Yo!
Yo!
Yo! Yo!
You've been listening to a clip of one of the first arrests there on the mountain, one of the protesters, Billy Freitas, Ryan Finnerty, on the mountaintop. Ryan, so do we have a count yet, or are more arrests still happening?
They appear to be done arresting people, Catherine. We don't have a final count. There are several legal observers here that I tried speaking with to get a final count. They didn't seem to have one. They said more than 20, but less than 40, it sounded like. So somewhere in that range. To me, just from the count, it looked like 25, maybe 30 on the outside. But again, that's not confirmed. They're done with the arrests for now. It's unclear what the next step is going to be. They're still, it looks to be 100, 150 people here. The situation was very orderly. Organizers in the protest kind of positioned everybody to the sides of the road, off on the lava field, so that police could have clear access to move people safely. There were no issues with that. But all those people are still here. No one's really sure what's going to happen with them, if they're going to decide to hold their ground, or if this really signals the end of this demonstration.
Well, I know that a number of the state entities are preparing to do some kind of an update, and they've been doing that apparently, every day, right? Just giving an update.
Yeah, at least once a day.
Mm-hmm. And then I know we heard yesterday that some of the scientists are holding off on going up to the telescopes until it can be proven safe to get access up to the mountain, but they do want to get back to their work.
Yeah, that's right. Deputy director of the East Asian Observatory, which oversees several of the telescopes on top of the mountain, came down late yesterday and told everyone that they had several workers, both telescope operators, maintenance technicians, those kind of folks, had been up on the mountain since Sunday and had been staying at the visitor center, Halipohaku, the lodge up there. Because they were unsure if it was going to be okay for them to come down, if they would be able to get through both the police checkpoint and the protester checkpoint. Those folks did all come down yesterday. They had a police escort with them. The demonstrator said that was not necessary, that they were not in any danger, and they had let some workers go through to go up the mountain earlier that day. But the folks that came down late yesterday represented the last observatory workers that were on the mountain. So from what we were told yesterday, there are currently no workers at any of the observatories on top of the mountain. And that's the first time in many years from what we were told that that's been the case. And there are no set plans to put anyone back up there. The statement put out by the observatory said they want to do it as soon as possible, that the telescopes need regular maintenance, but they're not going to do it until the situation allows.
Okay, and how's the weather holding out? I know it was sunny and then I think raining at one point yesterday.
Yeah, right at the end of the day yesterday, actually right after the state and the demonstrators had agreed that there would be no arrests made, it started raining kind of heavily, and everybody dispersed pretty quickly. It was a really cold night last night. It was 50 degrees when I got up here a little before 6 this morning as the sun was coming up. So you can imagine that it was pretty cold last night and wet as well. Sun's kind of coming in and out today with some showers and some clouds, but not terrible weather by any stretch.
Okay, well, stay dry and stay safe. Thanks, Ryan.
Thanks, Catherine.
That was HPR's Ryan Finnerty reporting live from Mauna Kea.